New York Times, Jared Golden risks alienating Democrats, Republicans on impeachment. By Sean Moran on January 5, 2020. The New York Times reported Saturday that Representative Jared Golden, DME, risks alienating both Republicans and Democrats with his decision to only back one article of impeachment against President Donald Trump. Rep. Golden became the only Democrat to split his decision on whether to impeach President Trump by deciding to vote for one article of impeachment charging that Trump abused the office of the presidency while voting against the other article of impeachment charging the president with obstructing Congress. By voting for only one article of impeachment, the New York Times contended that the Maine Democrat will appeal to Maine's independent voting bloc, even though it may alienate Republicans and Democrats who seek lawmakers who toe the party line. "It might be a lonely place for me to be in Washington," Rep. Golden told the Times. "But it's not a lonely place for me to be here in Maine, and in my district." Rep. Golden ousted incumbent Representative Bruce Poliquin, Army, during the 2018 midterm elections by less than 1%, making Maine's second congressional district one of the many potential congressional districts Republicans could retake during the 2020 congressional elections. However, in a more polarized country, many Maine politicians contend that Golden's strategy to appeal to Maine's independent voters may alienate both the larger voting populace. Former Maine Republican Senator William Cohen, who was one of the first Republicans to support impeachment of then-President Richard Nixon, said, "The split is much deeper than ever before, and the people who cross the lines are penalized." Karen Majerus Collins, the chairman of the Lewiston, Maine Democrats, said, "I have not seen a single conservative or Republican voter who said, 'I really appreciate that you only voted to impeach Trump on one count rather than two.'" Despite his claim to remain somewhat politically independent, Golden admitted, "I vote with the Democratic Party like 88% of the time. That's, I think, a perfect way to step back and compare it to past Congresses and see how truly divided and partisan Congress has become, that I'm now one of the standout members." People were automatically going to this cynical place of, "This young freshman thinks he can get away with pleasing both sides," Golden added. "He doesn't understand he's about to get run over by a Mack truck that's coming right down the middle of the road." Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.